Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text which serves as the basis for this morning's proclamation is from the New Testament reading for today. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? Faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. This is the text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, when I read these verses from James, I always go through three reactions. Step one, step two, step three. And step one reaction, when James says faith without works is dead, my first reaction is judgmentalism. I get judgmental when I hear that faith without works is dead. Judgmental as in, aha, this is exactly what we lazy, apathetic, lukewarm Christians need to hear these days. Faith without works is dead. You all better shape up. You all better get busy and serious about your Christianity. Better be going to church. Better be keeping the commandments. You better be doing the right thing. You think that just because you believe in Jesus, you can get away with anything. Well, not according to James. James says faith without works is dead. Judgmentalism. Feels good to knock a few heads together with this passage, make people get serious again about living out their Christian faith. Then comes my second reaction. Second reaction that I experience is pride. Pride in myself. This is my human nature at work. In my pride, I see that you all are all messed up, but I'm doing just fine. Your works are lacking. My works are more than sufficient. When James says that faith without works is dead, you all need to be worried. But as for me, I know that I'm a good person and I try hard and I do the right thing, and anytime that I don't do the right thing, there's a perfectly good reason for it, and besides, I never get caught. You're the ones who need to straighten up. I'm fine. I am proud of myself. That's my second reaction, pride. Then comes the third reaction. The third reaction is uncertainty. If faith without works is dead, then that means that true saving faith is proven by, it is validated by, my works. The measure of my faith is my works. The proof of my faith is my works, which then raises the question, how well proven is my faith by my works? Have I done enough good works? Have the good works that I've done been done with the right attitude and for the right reason? Have the good works I've done been big enough? Do enough people know about the good works that I've done? And then I begin to remember the many times when my works weren't good. I lied. I was lazy. I said or did something that was destructive or dishonest. And not just in outward ways, but inwardly in my sinful thoughts and attitudes. I have done things that God commanded me not to do, and then I have not done things that God said I should do. So now I'm uncertain. If the measure of my faith is works, And if my works are less than what they should be, then my faith is in question. Do I really have faith? Am I really saved? Am I truly right with God? Uncertainty. These verses from James cause us to ask a very important question when it comes to Christian faith and our life with God. What is the role of good works in my salvation? Are good works necessary for salvation? Is there a certain standard of behavior that we each have to meet in order to be saved? Or another way to ask this is, what are we to have faith in? What is the object of your faith? Do you put your trust in good works, in what you do, or does your faith rest in something else? Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 gives us part of the answer. It says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." So this passage makes abundantly clear the amazing good news that salvation is a free gift. It's a gift. You don't earn your salvation by doing good works. You aren't made right with God according to the good things that you've done. It's a free gift. Works have nothing to do with it. Therefore, Christian faith doesn't trust in what I've done, but in what Jesus has done for me by dying on the cross for my sins and rising again in victory over sin and death and hell. And when my trust is in Jesus and not in myself, then that removes all uncertainty. Because our confidence doesn't lie in our works, but in what God has worked for us. Our faith isn't in ourselves, but in Jesus, who loved us and saved us from our sins. But what about James? What about James? James clearly says that faith without works is dead. Doesn't that mean that our good works do play a role in our salvation? That works are necessary somehow, some way, in order to be saved? The answer is yes. Good works are necessary, but they are not necessary for salvation. Good works are necessary, but they are not necessary for salvation. We are saved by faith alone, faith in Jesus who died and rose for us, faith in the forgiveness and new life and eternal life that He gives us as a free gift. By faith, by believing in what God has done for us through Jesus His Son, we are saved. Good works are not necessary for salvation. We are saved by faith alone. But here's the thing. Faith is never alone. Faith is never alone. Faith is always accompanied by good works. Good works result from salvation. They come after it. They are the fruit that naturally grows on the tree of faith. Someone who has been saved, someone who has the Holy Spirit living in him, someone who is thankful to God for salvation, that someone will do good works that are pleasing to God as a result of salvation. Christians are constantly doing good works. Martin Luther said, "Faith is a living, busy, active, mighty thing. It is impossible for it not to be doing good works incessantly. Thus, it is impossible to separate works from faith, quite as impossible as to separate heat and light from fire." Faith and good works, they naturally go together. Works naturally flow from faith. Like apples from apple trees, like grapes from grapevines, or as Luther said, like heat or light from fire. So what are these good works that we in faith are so busy doing? Some of us might look around at our relatively boring lives and say, I don't know if I'm really doing all that much as far as good works are concerned. I'm not building a homeless shelter. I'm not flying in food and supplies to far-off countries. I'm not traveling to foreign lands on month-long mission trips to dig water wells for the poor. I'm kind of boring as far as good works go. What good works am I doing? That depends on what a good work is. Good works are whatever works that God has given you to do. Whether they're extraordinary or not, whether they're exciting or not. If He has given you, for example, if He's given you to go to church, then that's a good work. It's a fruit of faith. It is pleasing in His sight. If God has given you to be a student, then doing your homework, as boring and as wearisome as it may be, is a good work. It is a fruit of faith. It is pleasing in God's sight. If you have a job that you're tired of, a job that is boring, going to work and doing your job is a good work before God. It is a fruit of faith because that is what God has given you to do and it is pleasing in His sight. If God has given you a family, then caring for your family, providing for your family, leading your children in the Christian faith, this is all a good work before God. Most of these good works are not flashy. They won't get your name in the paper. But good works aren't about recognition or earthly reward. Good works are the ordinary things that God gives us to do in order to keep the world going. The baker bakes bread, and the mechanic fixes the car, and the farmer plows the field, the dad mows the yard, the mom shops for groceries, the student does his algebra. All of this looks very ordinary, but they are good works because you do them as one who belongs to Jesus, one who has been saved by grace, one for whom Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins, one for whom Jesus rose in victory over death. So, James is right. Good works are necessary. But they are not necessary in order to be saved. So, do good works. Not because you have to do them in order to be saved, but because Jesus has set you free to do them. In another place, Luther said this, "The knowledge of God's grace makes you happy, joyful, and bold in your relationship to God and all creatures. The Holy Spirit makes this happen through faith. Because of it, you freely, willingly, and joyfully do good to everyone, serve everyone, suffer all kinds of things, love and praise the God who has shown you such grace." Do good works, but be careful that you don't trust in them. Do good works, but rejoice that you're saved by God's grace in Christ, not by your good works. Rejoice always to receive forgiveness, because there God gives you life in Christ. And from there, good works will follow. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.